Hello, welcome to the Wellness Group. This is Nat Nissen, your host. Tonight we're talking about the four secrets to optimal health and peak performance. And I spoke about this during the week, a few days ago, to a group of people. And the reception and the aha moments were really amazing. So I wanted to share it here. Now, I've experienced myself chronic illness, and I've experienced choosing to become well, choosing to thrive instead of surviving or existing. And over the last 25 years in the health and fitness industry, I've experienced thousands of people that have been able to be helped. And to be able to do that without suffering, without the hard parts, without the sacrifice, is so important. Because we don't need to suffer through getting healthy. I see and hear so many people saying things like, oh, being healthy is so difficult. It's such a sacrifice. Everyone else can do it and I can't. There are so many old belief systems that we have that just don't serve us anymore, which leads me to the first secret. Our natural state is of health, happiness, and vitality. That's where we come home to. That's our natural place. And what's happened is we've moved so far away from that, as have so many of the people around us, that we've now normalized illness or feeling tired or having hormonal issues or having digestive issues or having skin issues or having pain in our body, having constant headaches. We've normalized this because we get told in the media, we get told with those we surround ourselves with. We get told these things and shown these things. We have evidence of this in the world. And we need to break down our beliefs and move through the world accepting that our natural state, our place to come home to, is health, happiness, and vitality. The rate of illness is exponentially increasing, as well as the rate of illnesses. There's never been so many different illnesses. There's never been such a rate of an increase of these illnesses. So we need to make sure that we're stopping that, or those belief systems that we have that keep us stuck. I've been like this for 20 years. I'll always be like this. My medical professional told me that this is just the way it is now. So we really need to do that, because a lot of us are suffering and we're not understanding that coming home feeling great, having energy that is endless, feeling passionate about life, thriving, feeling purposeful, that's our home, that's our natural state. Secret two, making sure that we're combining the elements. So we need to make sure we're combining the physical, the mindset, the emotional, and spiritual. So the physical, obviously, is moving, nutrition, breathing, digestive, all the things that incorporate a physical life, physicality in our body. Mindset, focus, clarity, imagination, thoughts, memory. And there's way more than, unfortunately, I've got time to do a podcast on, but you get the gist. And then we've got emotional health, moods, connection, community, relationships, all kinds of relationships, work, family, intimate relationships. And then we've got the spiritual, which is different for everyone. For some people, it's religion. For some people, it's being part of a sports club. But what it really means is something bigger than ourselves, a connection to community, something larger than ourselves, a purpose greater than ourselves, a giving of ourselves to others, being of value to others. And all of these elements intertwine with each other. We know that stress impacts the physical body incredibly, as it does the mindset, as it does the emotional element. We know that the physical gut impacts mindset incredibly. We know that inflammation physically impacts us emotionally. We know that lack of spiritual element, lack of connection and community, impacts us emotionally and in a mindset way. So they're all interconnected. And like the foundations of a house, they don't work if only one is strong or if only two is strong. Sometimes we have three that's strong, but it's still weak without the fourth. And these all flow. They don't need to be in balance. They don't need to be in perfect balance every day. One day we'll be focusing more on physical. One day we'll be focusing more on mindful and mindset. One day we'll be focusing more on spiritual. One day we'll be spending more time on our emotional. Something will happen in life and that's where our focus will go. But in general, these foundations and elements flow. Now, once we have the elements connected, flowing, and we understand them, it becomes much more effortless. Then, of course, we have understanding, and this is a life skill, understanding the body's signs, signals, and symptoms. I hear and see so many people that say, oh, I've had a headache for weeks and it's so annoying. Or I've got knee pain or I've got back pain and I don't have time to have back pain. I've got to do things. It's stopping me. Or I'm really anxious. Or I've got this flu or I've got whatever it may be. And we find it annoying. And like my last podcast, would we find it annoying if our best friend turned up at our door and wanted to talk? Symptoms are just the body's way of speaking with us. And understanding the skill of how to learn the signs, signals, and symptoms and what to do, what our body needs and wants and when, is absolutely crucial to our success, to us thriving, to us being in optimal health, to us having peak performance every day. The fourth secret is imagination. Now, there's so many of us that start a health program or we start saying, I'm going to be really focused this week and I'm going to be really positive. But our imagination, our thoughts, and therefore our feelings stay as they have been for the last year, the last week, yesterday, and nothing changes. We fail to use our imagination as the incredible tool that it is. Everything in this world has been created by imagination, then by thought, by feeling, and then by action. So what we need to do is focus on the feeling that we want first, creating what we want first, stepping into that person, and then the actions become a lot more easy and effortless. It's much like someone starting on an eating plan and they're perhaps living with someone that is cooking something different. And they'll say, oh, you're so lucky. I wish I could. I can't, but I wish I could. I'm on this diet for 4 weeks and, oh, gee, you know, I wish. That's a much different person. That's someone who's saying, I'm not going to because I want to be healthy. It's a much different approach than someone saying, you know what? I'm healthy now. And as a healthy person, I don't really need those things. Thanks so much anyway. Thanks for offering those cookies. Just not interested. I'm looking after my health, and as a healthy person, I'm not going to overindulge in those, but thanks. I don't actually even really feel like them right now. If I had them, it would just be because they're there. Because dieting is about sacrifice and restriction, which of course makes us want it more. Learning how to understand your body's signs, signals and symptoms takes away the dieting, because you always know, once you learn this skill, you always know what it is you want, what your body wants, what it needs and when. You understand what those symptoms are saying. You listen to your body, you talk to your body, and you're able to give it what it needs. You're able to be your own best friend, be there for yourself, hear yourself, see yourself. Give yourself what you need, understanding yourself and your body, which leads to living your life on purpose. It leads to optimal health and it leads to peak performance. And you can have that every day. It's completely incorrect that we're not able to have it. They are belief systems that have been ingrained in us and continue to be ingrained in us. And because of that, we see evidence of it everywhere. It's time, going back to secret one, to realizing that our home place, that feeling that you get of home, that warm, inviting, loving place, that energetic place, the feel-good place, that place is our home. Anything else is less than acceptable. So there are the four secrets. Listen to the podcast again. Have a think about whether you've got those four secrets down pat. Have a think about your beliefs. Have a think about the beliefs that are preventing you and aren't serving you anymore and are preventing you from moving into the life and health you do want. Have a think about the four elements and whether you've got those in flow. Have a think about whether you understand your body's signs, signals and symptoms, or do you find them annoying and that's how you treat your body. And have a think about how you use your imagination to change your life. Do you expect to change your life, but to keep thinking the same way as you did yesterday? Do you live in the state of a person who wants to be healthy one day and struggles with it? Or do you live in the state of, I'm healthy. I'm a healthy person. I feel it. I have imagined myself as I wish to be, and I have moved into that feeling. And it feels so good to be healthy, to feel that energy, to feel amazing in my own body. Have you moved into that place first, before you go and look at foods and eating, etc.? Often we need help with these areas. We do need help with understanding foods. There's so much information out there. We do need help with understanding what's the right movement for us. We do need help understanding, are all my elements in flow? And all the little parts of the elements, have I got them connected? We do need help in understanding, what are my beliefs? I've lived with them for so long, I'm not sure what they are. And we do need help in understanding how to cultivate our imagination, how to use it for our best self. These are skills that can be learned. I've learned them, and I've helped hundreds and hundreds of other people to learn them, which has completely set them free and enabled them to live a life on purpose, optimal health, and peak performance. Now, do you really deserve anything less? So go through those four secrets. See which ones you need work on. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Which ones do you need to improve? And which ones do you need help with? And then go and get that help, because it will change your life in the most profound way. We all know what happens when we have the flu. We lie in bed, our work suffers, we can't get up out of bed and have any sort of communication with our relationship. We don't get to see our workmates, we don't get to see our friends, we don't get to have value in the community. Because without our health, we don't have anything. Now, too many people might not be bedridden, although there are a lot of people, unfortunately, who are. But too many people are existing through life in chronic pain, with chronic symptoms, and are just existing through the day. And we deserve more than that. So make the choice, have a listen to all of the secrets, write down which ones you need to work on, and go and work on them, get some help. Thanks for listening. Bye from me for now.